This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist, of Fox News, a columnist, and also much on Fox Business. We've been discussing the immediate ground of the Federal Reserve and the concern about inflation, now not contained whatsoever, and what will follow is looks like a recession. However, at the same time, we have to be concerned about the public's confidence in the leadership in Washington or anywhere. And Liz, one way to read your new column and another way to read the polls is that the public, and I mean all parts of the public, have lost confidence in Washington's leadership. Is that justified, Liz?
Well, I think the public is, yes, I think it is justified. The polling we're seeing most obviously fall apart is the polling for Joe Biden. And it's pretty stunning. I mean, I think the latest Quinnipiac was under 35% approval, maybe 33%. And, you know, you break it down, young people are 22%. I mean, how does that even happen? So I think there's just a tremendous drop in confidence on so many fronts. People are not giving Biden high marks on any policy issue, excuse me, except handling of COVID. And I think that's only because COVID hasn't become worse again. But they really are negative on his handling of, obviously, the economy, foreign affairs, the border, immigration is a disaster. I mean, if you look at the and crime, the major issues that concern Americans right now are issues where this president is failing very badly. Our border is a catastrophe, and everybody knows it, but no one wants on the other side of the aisle to talk about it because they don't know what to do about it. And weirdly, they think that an open border is very helpful in maintaining their high standing amongst Hispanics. And yet what we're seeing, another group other than young voters that's collapsed totally in its support for Joe Biden is Hispanics. So that doesn't seem to be working, and it seems like a political misstep to me. There isn't much that this White House is doing right. And, you know, I think we're going to see also that trickles down into the Democrats having a very, very tough midterm election in November. There are all kinds of side stories about, you know, Republicans not nominating good candidates. In some primaries, I think there's been a huge amount of Democrats going in and registering as Republicans to sway who is the candidate. But, you know, those are political games. Right. I think at the end of the day, Democrats are going to have a hard time surviving in terms of controlling both houses. I think the GOP is going to step up in November big time.
I agree with that. And the pendulum is swinging. However, we cannot look to Congress for leadership or trustworthy conduct with a White House that is not in conversation with the leadership, the Republican leadership. So we're looking at 2 years of a tie. Tie. And with these numbers, with the lack of trust in Washington, I have to say the one that surprised me the most was Janet Yellen. Of all the cabinet officials, she has the experience of other jobs in Washington, and she's a trustworthy economist, and yet she seems to be caught up in the political maneuvering as well. And that means we don't. Is there someone you look to in Washington for guidance?
I don't know who it would be in the White House, honestly. As you say, Janet Yellen was supposed to be the adult in the room, and she has confessed, if you want to call it that, to having messed up on inflation, but that's her job. And I don't, I think the other problem is the White House is full of people whose ideology has gotten ahead of their practical application to their job. In Janet Yellen's case, what has she been doing? She's been globetrotting, trying to get nations to come together on a multinational tax agreement, which right now is stalled and not moving forward. So maybe she took her eye off the ball on the domestic economy, trying to figure out a multinational tax agreement.
Right.
But I would argue that globalism is exactly what has led so many in the White House down the wrong path. That and the climate agenda seem uppermost, and I don't think that's really the issues that concern Americans right now.
Liz Peek for The Hill, a columnist, for Fox News, a columnist, much on Fox Business. We've been here before. I remember the 1970s, and perhaps someday, 30 or 40 years from now, the young people who will be senior then can say, I remember the 2020s. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.